All right, fellas.
Good to be back on the show.
Hey, man. Good to see you guys.
Man, did you see what this fool did? A solo episode.
He did?
It's all right. Wait, I ain't tripping.
Is it out there?
Oh, it's published.
Who'd he do it with?
Some OKC dude. Who's pretty cool. Pretty cool dude named Dustin. He's a detective in the police.
I guess he's going to be sitting here next week.
Wait a minute, though. He's a detective in the police where?
In the metro area, OKC.
Oh, so you just did like a side story?
Yeah, I was just like, because we have asked Arkansas tourists, mm-hmm. and we've asked Texas tourists, but we've never had like an OKC tourist, you know, and he comes down here multiple times a year. He stays down here multiple, you know, like he's going to be here this whole summer. And he usually stays in Eufaula, and I found that intriguing, why he's switching from here to there, you know, from there to here and that type of thing. So,
well, we're better than
absolutely. Eufaula. No. But it was a long, we had a good talk because, you know, Eufaula was the lake 20 years ago, if mm-hmm. you think about it.
Well, and before Hochtown, Carlton Landing was the newest incorporated town in the state.
That's the one that most of the people in the city kind of know about, right. Carlton Landing. Yeah. But we're good.
Did y'all see we rank in the top 10% of podcasts nationally. The criteria for rating that was weekly downloads and total overall downloads and
take that, plays. Joe Rogan.
Okay. I told my dad that, okay, I believe it was in 6%, right?
Well, yeah, actually it's like dang near almost five.
Right. And I was like, you won't believe this, but we're like in the top 6% of podcasts in the whole country mm-hmm. for downloads. And he was like, bullshit. You know, like, I was like, I'm serious. But then I did some math. I Googled how many podcasts
there
were.
Oh, yeah. There's only 100,000 ahead of us. Yeah,
well, it's how you present it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, but
that still feels good. Almost top 5%.
I was in disbelief.
And we don't have no video. Right.
We're just audio.
Three voices.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I couldn't believe it when you said it. I was like, geez, what?
And this is, and Hocha Talk, number one, is still the overall most downloaded episode in one day of all our episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So
that's why we keep you here, Todd.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, every once in a while, I have a little snippet of something, some gold, man, that people want to hear. Most of the time,
it's been
a couple episodes, but yeah.
I get texts pretty often that say that we do a pretty good job, so.
The people that I've heard listen to it say they like. I guess no one said you suck. Dude.
Right? They're like, why do you do that?
They probably won't tell us.
That's probably true too.
Yeah.
The people that don't like us probably is like, I don't listen to podcasts.
Right. Yeah.
And then
they
get in their car and they're listening to you know.
Yeah.
You think we'd get one shady comment though or something on Facebook? Like somebody would talk some trash, but I ain't seen one ever.
Really?
I
stay away from that. Well, the only comments, like negative comments, we get on social media for hosting Hochtown specifically, is about the Texans destroying our area.
Like it's our fault.
Yeah. like we could do something about it, you know.
Well, and I just.
But you're right. We really never have any had negative thrown
at
us.
Do y'all remember the bus driver comment? Because I think about that all the time.
The bus driver
comment. Bus driver comment?
Man, it was like 2 years ago. It was early episode, like in the distillery. And I had read some comments that day, and they were talking about Hochtown Incorporating. And somebody commented and was like, well, who's going to drive the school buses? You're going to need a school, and a school's going to need buses. Who's going to drive the school buses? And I was just like, these people can vote.
No, I don't remember
I think about it all the time.
Bus drivers is a serious issue for school districts.
Yeah, if you have a school.
Well, we got to have a school.
Yeah, I agree.
No,
eventually, right?
For the 300 residents.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there's like six kids
here. Yeah.
Maybe. I rode the bus from Hochtown when I was in high school. I caught it at Lake Pine Retreat, rode the cheese wagon all the way to town.
I used to catch the bus at Whippoorwill to go to Baptiste.
Yeah.
Baptiste School District goes right up to the Whippoorwill.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
Who's going to drive the buses?
I don't know, man. We ain't got that far yet.
You guys did have a meeting recently, right?
Yeah, and it was pretty much boring city stuff. I mean,
Well, that's what we're here for.
Oh, God. People are so tired of me repeating the same thing every month on here.
But we can't stop now.
It's true.
It's called dedication.
It's true. It's true.
It's repetition. We're beating into them.
Yeah, we have a routine.
Well, you know, and I was thinking about this today. We started putting on some good episodes, but we did it a lot more back in the day, I felt like.
Well, yeah. We
hit it. We made sure we hit it like once a week because we were going to the distillery. That's right. The only spot we had. And then, but with Shiloh being in the
don't put it on
fire
me.
Department.
It's my fault. It's my fault.
Yeah.
Y'all quit that.
I will say Jay has been pretty persistent on let's do this, and I've blown stuff off, and so it's partly my fault. I do.
You guys are good. We're in the top 10% in the nation.
Hey,
I got to edit now, Todd. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
you're going to make me edit.
Yeah.
You're good at it. So
yeah.
There you go. That's true.
That's what anytime when I talk to people, like I was talking to someone this weekend, you know who you are if you're listening, and I had invited them on the podcast before. They're a business owner and I guess kind of entertainment / service provider. Be a great guest on the podcast.
Right.
Like 3 years ago, I hit them up.
Yeah.
Like in 2021. When did we start this?
It was 2021.
Yeah, it was 2022 when I originally had hit them up about coming on, and they were just like, they kind of blew me off. And I said something about it again when I seen them the other day. I'm like, I'm going to ask you again. I'm going to ask you every time I see you, like,
yeah,
when y'all going to come on?
And we've stood the test of time now.
Yeah. And they're like, I would just be so nervous. I was like, you don't understand.
It's just us.
It's not live. Jay edits the fire out of it. So all the awkward ums and ahs and pauses.
And we're just enjoying a sneaky snake or a bourbon.
Yeah.
And enjoying life.
And I will say, we've got better at the ums and ahs, too. We're not as bad as we used to be, or I used to say basically, like, all the time.
Jay says, when it comes to.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what I say, but I bet it's annoying.
Well, I try to cut out a lot of the extra words we give.
Yeah, the fluff.
Yeah.
The fat.
But some of it. But some of it rides in with other words, so it stays. So.
Well, yeah. We're on the front end of the eclipse.
Yeah.
So the eclipse, I guess.
This weekend.
If you're hearing this now, check the episode above this one, and we'll give you an update on how that goes. But I don't know, how's occupancy looking this weekend? It's Thursday.
So. Yeah. I mean, we're full, and I think most people are full. I'm sure there's some stragglers out there that didn't get full, but I mean, just looking at the cabin numbers, it looks like it's going to be kind of a spring break, a rowdy spring break. I mean, but that ain't counting this expectation of all these like primitive campers. Apparently, there's going to be a G of them.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a ton of them out there already. I've seen posts of actual pictures of them.
Hippies.
Yeah, the hippies and a bunch of camps, a bunch of tent camping.
And if any of you hippie women are listening, do y'all like my haircut?
I do, actually. It looks clean.
Somebody said I look younger.
Yeah, you got rid of the party in the back.
Yeah.
It's just business now. Yeah,
I couldn't hear. It was so loud back there.
I didn't know who I was talking to for a minute.
I know.
He passed by. I almost was like, that's Shiloh's truck. But
who daddy?
Who got out of the truck?
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could say I got a haircut, guys. But
yeah, you ain't even got to eat heads yet no more.
Two guard everywhere. Just go.
Yeah. I shave mine like every 4 days. And I'm like 5 days in now. So.
Yeah. Skull it.
Yeah.
So, Todd, come on. Yes, talk to us, baby. What we got? What's going on?
Okay. Like, I think last episode we talked about we hired Adam, the city administrator.
Why How is
he
doing?
Him? Yeah.
Why you bring
okay.
him?
Oh, can we get Adam
I was
on
about
here?
To,
oh, okay, cool.
About, yes. He's been so swamped
Absolutely.
In his first couple of weeks just getting some stuff set up and everything. So, I was giving him some time to get settled in. I didn't want to get him on here, and I wanted him to be comfortable when he came.
Yeah.
Totally.
I wanted him to be comfortable with me and, you know, everybody, and just feel that way he could really sit down and do a good show. So, thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we'll get Adam on.
Awesome. Look forward to that.
Without a doubt. He's a good guy. We got some things going in the town. He's handling getting us a police force. That was one of the things that we've kind of put on the fast burner here in the last couple of weeks so we can make the cleat deadline in April.
Okay.
Because if we don't, we'll have to wait till it comes back around. So we're trying to kind of push everything through that we can to, that they require. We had to do an evidence room. We had to build an evidence room. Well, we just took a room and
right.
we added a safe. We got to add a secure door to it. But there's all kinds of stuff that we got to do up front to before we can get the certification. But then once we do that, then we can start a police force. We can
that's cool.
get that rolling. The fire issue is a little more complicated because we have the volunteer fire department and there's certain parties and how this is all going to work. So it hadn't went quite as smooth, but, you know, it's still in the process.
They ain't talking to the right people.
Maybe.
That's the problem.
Maybe. Adam's here now, though, so he can dedicate a lot of time to it.
Right.
Maybe you can tell me who he needs to speak with.
Shiloh Martin.
Well, I'll put y'all together. Y'all can have lunch.
A little powwow.
Yeah. And maybe get some progress there and get that worked out.
Yeah.
I know there's been some complaints about the lodging tax, the collection of it. You know, the online, there's been some hiccups with that.
Man, I used to live in a dude's house. He used to come over with a Folgers can, just set it out in front of me. And I had to put cash in it.
That would be the easiest.
And people griping about just getting online, doing ACH.
Well, it's not. There's glitches with the system. There's some problems. Okay. Like it's asking them for a number that they don't know, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
But that'll all get worked out. You know, it's a software issue.
So, yeah.
You know, hopefully that'll all get cleared up. But we knew this would happen. There'd be some growing pains in collecting this tax.
Are y'all using the same thing that other cities use to
Yeah. They work for San Antonio. I don't know. That's just the one I remember. There were several towns that they work for that they collect.
Nice.
Do basically the same thing.
Nice.
At some point, if they don't correct it, we'd have to do something else. You know, it's just – but that's part of doing business.
Yeah.
But hopefully they'll get it all the kinks worked out pretty quick and people can just go online and pay their lodging tax. Me personally, I still pay my tax the old way. I write a check. I take it down to City Hall.
You can still do that?
Yes, yeah. You can still do that. So anyway, that's all kind of getting worked out. You know, we've collected quite a few taxes now. We've got a pretty big bank account, a little over $3 million.
Hmm?
And we are looking for ways to spend it.
Nice. What did you?
$3 million.
American?
$3 million.
Canadian?
$3 million.
All right. Pesos?
Wow. No,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It seems good.
And we are trying to start providing services.
Can that money be used to hire bus drivers?
That money can be used. Well, we have to purchase the buses first.
Yeah.
we all have good ideas how to spend the money. Like, let's just go fix a road. You know?
But it's red tape.
There's so much red tape involved. And our attorney, you know, Liz, bless her heart, is sitting there every, you know, and she's like, no.
Can't do it.
Like, okay, like say the Hochtown Beautiful Trash Pickup Program that, you know, Janet runs. And let me, if anybody listening to this has cabins in Hochtown, donate. Give her some money. They have picked up the trash up and down 259 now for a decade or longer.
Nice.
And they do a good job, and it gives a man a job. And it provides a service. If every cabin gave $10, she could run the thing for a year. And so if anybody listening, Hochtown Beautiful Trash Pickup Program, they pick up all the trash up and down 259. But anyway.
And you see them out there all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you now you know why there's not trash all over the road.
Right. And this year she's working at a $4,000 deficit. Mm. She need, you know, so donate
some
money.
She's probably footing that bill, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so get her some money and get the trash picked up. Now, that being said, we are working on alternative and more ways to get the trash picked up. We've been involved. Our city administrator, Adam, has been involved with meetings with the Solid Waste Board, the county, the MCTA, to figure out a way to where someone doesn't have to take donations to clean up the side of the road.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So that, you know, that's kind of in the works. I would say cabin owners, the citizens, call the Solid Waste Board and tell them we need trash pickup crews. Let them know that that's how you want some of those dollars spent that they have. I believe they carried over $850,000 surplus from last year's budget. Now, I know they're budgeted on what they bring in the year before, but that's what they had left when they finished the year. So, you know, call them and tell them you want them to spend that money on road cleanup.
Mm-hmm. All over the county.
All over, not just Hochtown.
Because, man, that's, and we've talked about it before, but that's one thing that, like, Arkansas, they got us.
They seem, yes, they seem to have it figured out.
They have state laws about transporting trash, and, man, I mean, you, I don't want to say it, but it's some trash on the road.
Mm-hmm. It is. Well, and it's locals.
I seen a full Jungle Gym playset blow out on Carter Mountain, and I kept going because that ain't my problem. But
I've lost trash out of the back of my truck. If, yeah, I see it, I'll go back. I'm sure there's moments I've lost a bag and didn't know
it. Yeah.
But I have seen locals just reach their hand out with a Sonic cup and throw it on the ground.
I could never. My heart won't let me.
Exactly. No, there's no way.
My truck is disgusting. And then finally, once a week, I pull up to the gas station and just look like a barbarian. And I pull the trash can over to my truck.
And now, due to state laws, you know, I have to throw beer cans out of my truck because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, now, that's state law.
And bottles, but that's that's not my doing.
Just the open ones. That's state law.
Yes, right. That's law. That's can't drive around with them. Yeah. And so what do they want you to do?
Well, and that, you know, I kind of had a little hiccup with the police. They pulled me over and said, you know, you've been drinking and driving. I said, no, I just drink at stoplights and stop signs. I have not taken one drink with my foot on this accelerator. And anyways,
did that work out for
a couple
you?
Hours later, I was in jail trying to tell them guys, like, is it not bull crap? You know? I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Everybody used to drink and drive when I was little. Though,
I love the commercials. You seen late 80s, early 90s commercials? Like, what is it, communist country? Yeah. Can't you just have a beer on the way?
You telling me, man, can't have 4 or 5 beers on the way home?
Hey, everybody. I used to go to town with my grandfather. He was my great-grandfather. And he would stop at the liquor store, grab a bottle of Old Charter, and just chug it. Right, get out to the truck, chug it, and then put it in a feed sack in the back of his truck. And then we'd go through town, do all his business, and we'd head back out. We'd get on the south end of town. He'd pull at the gas station. He would chug it again, put it back in the feed sack.
Oh, he wasn't he's bubbling it.
Right, okay, yeah.
I'm like, it's gone.
Way, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He's not killing the
bottle. He's
taking 4 or 5 good swigs. But anyway, that was like everybody drank and drive. Smoked cigarettes in the car. Shit was just wild. Anyway.
Yeah, I can remember the day the lady at Circle K told me that the laws had changed. Young man, you're going to send your mom in here to get that carton of cigarettes.
Dang.
I remember how old I was, 10, 12 years old. But
Yeah. I really didn't have trouble buying beer until I turned 21.
Yeah. And then you got carded every day for 10 years.
I got ID'd for nicotine earlier.
Did you?
Did you?
It's because I cut my hair.
Yeah, that's true.
I ain't been.
You do look pretty young.
I'm dirty 30.
Handsome young, too.
And middle-aged.
Are you 30?
I just turned 30 in February.
Damn. Yeah. Damn. That was damn.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
So,
the world is your oyster.
That's
so
right.
So, what we got on the menu just coming up? You know, y'all got this money to spend. I know y'all talking about spending it. What are some hot ticket items?
Well, the roads mainly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please grab me one of them Mountain Fork honky tonk.
Is that a honky tonk?
That is a honky tonk.
All right, I'm going to grab me a Sneaky Snake.
I'll just have a water.
Mainly roads is kind of the biggest issue, you know.
But, well, I know that's the issue, but they're right now most of them are private, right?
That's right. And we've got lawyers and engineers working on how do we do this.
Now, Is there any teamwork with the county for the county roads that are up there?
Yeah. I mean, there's meetings, you know, and we're discussing some things and how.
I mean, we got Crest and Cam Pranch are county roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Main arteries.
Mm-hmm.
Been bringing in a lot of money for a lot of years.
Well, Crest is not in city limits.
Well, I'm just saying.
But it needs some work.
It needs a lot of work.
It needs to be included. I would even say that.
But I'm saying that's what I'm saying. Y'all are working on roads, you know, to improve tourism. We see it every weekend. I mean, it's some Teslas and different cars up here, and they probably don't know what they're getting into. Okay, county has seen a influx of tax revenue for the past 30 years, but let's just call it a lot in the past five. Why can't we get Crest, one of the main arteries?
We're trying.
Yeah, no, I know.
We're trying.
Question's more directed at the county. Like, why are you not doing what you're
supposed
to
do? Why is that not priority?
And at some point, once Garver just turned in their engineering report to us as far as what those roads need, what it's going to take. Now that we've got that report, we can sit down and then we can get with our lawyers and go, can we do this?
Now, is it kind of a proposed map style engineering report, or is it just like, this is the conditions of these roads and this is the topsoil and base and whatever
that,
you know,
it's, these are the roads that are in bad shape. This is what it's going to take to fix them.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's not an actual survey on the ground.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
But now that we have this, we have kind of an idea of cost, and now it's just about getting with the county. And here's the thing, and it probably shouldn't be a hang up, but to me it is if we're going as a town to pay for those roads and take care of them, they should be town roads.
Yeah, absolutely.
That means the county would have to give up.
Relinquish.
They get paid on how many miles of road they have to maintain. So they don't want to give the roads up.
Like state funding?
Well, that's just how the money's allocated to them, yeah. How much their budget is allocated on how many miles of road that they maintain.
Okay.
And so...
Adequately?
Well...
Nope, just on paper.
And and then there's some people that think that they are actually responsible for all the roads because of the way the state statute reads. The state statute reads, if you're a town under a certain population, I don't remember what that number is, but we're under it, that all roads fall under county... jurisdiction, or however you want to word it.
Yeah.
But
so if that's true, then it sounds like the town and the county commissioners are definitely going to have to work out something together.
Well,
but they hate us because they ain't us.
Well, it's even a little more complicated than that, because the county commissioners, now this group, I haven't filed a plat with this new group of commissioners, so I don't know their policy. But before, you had to have a note in your plat that said, county is not responsible for maintaining these roads, or they wouldn't sign it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
At the outside of a lot of your towns, you'll have roadside maintenance ends here.
Yep. Heard that. Seen it.
Synced it.
And so when they wouldn't sign off on your plat if you didn't have that on there. So I guess it's a legal question of whether that is precedent over the actual state statute that says the county is responsible. Because the state statute doesn't mention anything about being able to file and get out of it.
Yeah. So we have seen some road improvement in front of the new Choctaw Landing that opened yesterday.
Yeah. Well, the casino part of it opened yesterday, yes.
Okay.
Yesterday morning.
So $250 million resort. Partially opened. We've seen some road improvement in front of it. New stoplight, widened road. Who did that?
ODOT. ODOT and the tribe.
And the tribe, yeah.
Yep.
And then past 259A, what's going on there?
Which way?
North. Between right in front of the shops.
That's all ODOT.
I mean, is it being widened or what?
Well, it'll be a 5-lane from the tribe. Is that north or south of the tribal entrance?
North.
North of it?
North side of the north entrance to 259A.
ODOT told in conversation that we're going to do from 259A north to 259A south, 5-lane first. We're going to work that whole turn entrance for the tribe. That was all said and done. And then there was phase two, which was from 259A south going back south toward Broken Bow.
Right.
That was supposed to be phase two. Then the north end of Hochtown from 259A north, the casino north through the main heart of Hochtown to Carson Creek. That was going to be phase three. And they were going to do these first two things first to give the town of Hochtown time to decide whether we wanted a 3-lane or a 5-lane through there.
Right.
The numbers say we needed a 5-lane.
But what about the heart? What does the heart say?
The heart says a 3-lane, man. That's what I think. I mean, but, and I'm not the only one. There's some smart people, way smarter than me, that think a three lane is what we need as well, along with a bypass out west. And I know everybody's tired of hearing about the bypass.
Yes, they are.
But it's got to happen. It's got to happen. Our biggest hang-ups in Hochatown are our mass entrance and our mass exodus.
Yes.
When everybody's leaving and coming.
Massitus.
If you can provide that bypass out west of the majority of the cabins, right now you would be all the way out west from all of them, I believe. Then you have four spur roads that tie into it. On those entrance days and those exit days, they don't have to go through downtown.
Right.
Hochatown, unless they want to. Unless they're trying to go shopping or go down and get something that they need, they don't have to go there. And through traffic. 259 is a major thoroughthrough from the north end of the country to the south end. Now, all these deliveries that come to the Port of Houston that head north up to the north end of the country, I mean, like those big turbines.
You know why?
Why?
Do you know why?
No.
It's a straight shot. I mean, it'd be my
best. Oh, no. Oh, it's even better than that. There's no overpasses.
Ah, see?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask me anything. I am a genius.
But that makes sense.
Yeah, that's why we get, I mean, because we do get huge, you know, oil field equipment, big pumps,
yeah.
turbines,
fans that are 80 feet long coming through.
Oh, there. I mean, you should see them. I watched one make the turn from 3 to 259 headed north, and it took about an hour.
Dang.
I mean, it was just hectic. Police shut down the road. This poor dude's just doing everything he can. But, yeah, there's no overpasses. Mm-hmm. And I can't take credit for that knowledge. Assistant Chief at Broken Bow Fire, Cody Gilbert, told me that.
Yeah, nice. Well, shout out to Cody. Smart man.
Absolutely. He is a smart man.
So, to my
Since
point.
Since there's no overpasses.
to my point.
Yeah.
Don't put any overpasses on the bypass. And that way they can move all that traffic out west, all the through traffic, north to south. People in Baptiste that are trying to get into Broken Bow, that, you know, those people that don't want to go through the Hochatown. Because all the – and then they're like, well, why would you not want traffic coming through Hochatown to pick up the business?
The business going to be here.
It's a destination.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know how the tribe – I don't know what their take is on it. They may be like, no, we want all that traffic. We want that five lane. We want those truckers coming through.
Boo.
Or – to me, it's not really what you're looking at that spot. You want them to hit your spot in Broken Bow.
Yeah.
You know, like, no offense, but.
Well, and that's what my only issue with the bypass is I don't want it to come out on Highway 3.
Well, Sweet Home would be an option.
Sweet Home would be a great option. Crest would be an okay option, you know.
Well, I think if we could
if
do
it were five lane from Crest to the red light here, or three lane, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Sweet Home would be perfect. I mean, to me, to bring into and tie into and come back in, and then you go through Broken Bow.
Yeah.
But the only problem is that doesn't get you past the bottleneck in Broken
That's
Bow.
What I'm saying. We got to address the bottleneck from four-way north.
And I will say this. I think Broken Bow is – I know they're aware of it, and they're trying to come up with
– yeah.
An option. You know, they're trying to figure out what to do. You know, I don't want to spill their business out or anything like that, but I know that they are trying to figure out what to do, how to provide a remedy.
Of course.
And so that almost needs to happen right with all this, you know, this 8-year plan.
Absolutely. It's a no-brainer that is probably the most, you know, annoying thing about someone's trip here. Getting here and leaving.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. And
you know, and I kind of, to me, it's kind of like, it's like an airport. Like, I purposely don't fly on certain days. You know, like Monday Monday morning is a terrible time to fly.
Really?
A lot of business travel.
That makes sense, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't fly enough to know those.
Well, you don't have a Platinum MX card. You don't get to go in the Centurion Lounge.
I do, actually.
I'm just kidding.
I did go once. I got to. Well, it's you get to go with like four people.
Yeah.
And I got five kids, so it's like we got Grady, Sedam,
yeah,
out here.
Yeah. Boston, watch your brother.
Stay there with him. We'll switch out in 40 minutes. Yeah. And I go just get trashed. And
yeah.
We one time, me and my son, I might have told this story on the podcast before, I don't know. I'm sorry if I repeat myself. Get over it. We was at the airport in Alaska, and I was about to get on the plane. I looked down at Bossy's ticket, and his was a different flight. And I was like, oh, whoa, no, we can't. So anyway, I had to go back, and I put myself – I couldn't move him to my flight, so I had to move myself to his flight. We had to stay the night in the airport.
Nah, bossy, you a big boy. Stay right here when they call your name.
He was a little too little then. Like, now I send him, like, yeah. Go, boy. But so we're sleeping on this little bench, like, outside. And this just terrible, you know. And then we walk around the corner the next morning, and there's the Centurion Lounge that I, and it had beds and stuff.
Oh, no.
Could have got in there and just slept nice, had TVs. But anyway, that was my pity story.
So, roads, big topic.
Yeah.
Address that. How are other things rolling business-wise? You know, we've.
Things are actually, I think, are starting to pick up. Earlier, I told you guys I talked to a title. Company, you know, they had done four contracts in a week. That's the first time they'd done that in a while. Talked to the bank. I was at the track meet the other day and ran into one of the bankers, and he was just saying that they had given some loans. They had loans that week. They had done cabin loans and multiple, and so that, you know,
seems like construction's picking up a tad.
Yeah,
I've seen quite a little bit more than I've seen in the past 6 months.
Yeah, I've seen the concrete trucks getting loaded in the mornings, you know. So I think people are adjusting their business plans to the higher interest rate. That's one thing.
That's true.
Interest rates are coming down probably a little.
How's occupancy? I mean, obviously we just come off spring break and there's a little bit of a high there, but...
And eclipse high right now. But
yeah, but how, I mean, well, January and February, comparatively, what are we looking at?
If you're looking out ahead... And then you're trying to compare it to past years, even pre-COVID, it's really a different animal now. Because there's so much inventory, people book last minute now. They wait it out. And so with that happening, say I look at my May. You know, if I look at my occupancy right now in May, I will not be happy. And I try to compare it to, say, last year's, or last year's probably be about the same. But and what it... we're seeing it right now is like my wife's cabin. She's got a cabin that she had one weekend booked in May. She went in, she dropped the price $50. She's had four bookings in 2 days. So it's that kind of thing. They watch it. They're looking at it. They know you're going to cut that price as you get closer. And then when you cut that price, they jump in, they book it. Because they, you know, some if it's a nice cabin, they don't want to wait till the last minute.
Right.
Yeah.
But they want to, you know, they still wait for you to give them that discount, and then they'll go ahead and book it. And, you know, she dropped it to, I think, from $225 to $175 a night or something like that. Had like four bookings in 2 days. So, you know, you just got to play the game.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but things are, you know, we're trickling lots out here and there. We're not, you know, we're not selling a bunch or anything like that, but things are moving. So I think it's just it's like I've said on here before, it's just a correction to what was happening. And it will get better. I mean, I don't know that we'll ever see those interest rates like we had before, but they will go down some, and people will adjust and change. Yeah.
I mean, if we can get to that where, I mean, when you talk about interest rates, like I talk about it as when we get consumer rates to 5.5, 6, 6.5, to me, that's a good... You can still make money. You're not bottomed out at 3%, kind of like it was. I know other people that talk about interest rates. They're talking about like Fed's, you know, lending interest, which, you know, I don't know if we'll get to the consumer 5.5, 6, 6.5 or not. But I know that to me, numbers make a lot more sense at that than they do at 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah,
that's true.
It does. I mean, especially, well, the more you get leveraged, the, you know, the
well, and like by tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, it's
like when you look at your overall loan, you know, you get a $400,000 loan over 20 years for 8, 9, and 10%. You're talking about total payout over the term of that loan being $800,000-$900,000. So, and people don't really realize that. They're like, oh, this is a purchase price, and we'll do the math. What will you end up paying over that loan? Double?
Oh, it hurts.
Double?
It hurts. It's I mean, I'm looking for you got to start looking at other options when it goes up to 8-9%. I mean, you got to start trying to think outside the box, like, because you know you might be making 10% on your money, and all of a sudden, you know, that's 4 or 5%. Or 3% anyway. Right. It's coming straight from that. You know what I mean? So you got to really start trying to figure it out. You know, but then when it gets back down to 7-6, things start evening out. You know, you get a little breathing room. But you know, when you got a bunch of land leverage too, it just depends on how much you're extended, how much you're out there. You know, if you're out there 400 or 500K, that's a big chunk of money. You know,
absolutely.
And, you know, if you're out there 250K. You might can kind of weather the storm a little better, but things are, it's the same thing we've been talking about. There's going to be some people that took a hit.
Yeah, and it's not just here.
This is
nationwide.
Nationwide. It's just a normal growth. You know, I know that everybody kind of panics because it's close to home and everything, but I think housing prices will settle back in at a reasonable rate in the towns around the area to where, because right now, stuff's still priced too high.
Yeah, y'all got to get off that.
Yeah, but a lot of that has to do with, too.
Unless it's my house, then we're on that BS.
there's no new housing. Yeah. That's the problem. It's all old housing, and nobody really wants to move. Yeah. They're just like, shit.
Well, and we don't want to put brand new house money into old house and then have to put more money into it. Right. This is the way I look at it from a young man's perspective of like, oh, that's a nice house, and it could be a real good house, but I'm paying real good house money.
Exactly. Up front.
Yep. Yeah.
You're not like, getting that old house.
No, like, no room to for cut, remodel.
Yeah, yeah, cut that price by $100,000, still make your lick because, I mean, we're literally talking prices of $250,000, $280,000. You know, when it's really a...
130,
150, 180, you know, and it's like, all right, let me get it from you for 130, 150. Let me put 50 in it, you know.
Well, here's the problem with a lot of them older houses too, is the people that own them probably don't owe anything on them.
Right. So you don't have to. So you're not in the place they need to sell.
Well, that's exactly the thing. No one, like, there are no motivated sellers.
Yeah.
They're not looking, like, it's a, hey, I've got a desirable piece of property, and I'm going to put this outrageous price tag on it. And if nobody buys it, I don't care. And if somebody does, make my day, and that's great. Do you, boo? But as a young person looking at the market, I'm getting my hopes up.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, that's a nice. Oh, look at that price tag.
I think it'll correct itself eventually. And the rental market, like as far as like the long term renting, like living renting. It's ridiculous too. Like people want like $1,000 a month for it.
Well, and it depends to me. Yeah, 100%.
But they have to get that in their defense because of what they probably paid.
Exactly.
For.
Because what did they pay for?
Exactly.
It, you know. I mean, I was in the same boat. I rented my house for a little bit, and it's like if I rented it for $1,000 a month, you know, I might break even. Maybe. Well, and I actually when I had renters, that was bills included.
Right.
You know, so $1,000 a month, bills included. Whatever, you got to do your own TV, but I got
well,
you
that's
on trash.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like
that pretty much covered
that money, I'm not making money.
Right.
I'm breaking even. Yeah. You know, I'm breaking even. Maybe I'm making $100 a month.
Yeah.
And which is fine because in real estate, you're not really looking at monthly cash flow. You're looking at appreciation. You're looking at someone else paying for you to have equity.
Yep.
And I played the game, and I don't mind it.
It sucks, though.
But, yeah. I mean, but some of the slumlords around here bought these houses for $30,000, and they got 20 of them.
Yes.
And they have not maintained them. They have not upkept. They have not done anything.
Yeah, that to me, that's – and that rental market will correct itself. But some of these properties I've tried to buy, and the owners have no interest in selling. They really don't. I mean,
that's true.
They really don't have any. I'm like, I make them a good offer on something that's run down and crap.
Like you're probably going to have to bulldoze it.
Yeah, like it may not even be redoable, and they're just like, no.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely property that I've been interested in for different purposes and just talk to the owners, just to talk to them, just kind of feel them out. And you can tell that they plan on that property being was in their family, and that it's going to be in their family for a long time.
I know a lot of people like that. Yeah. They will not let go land. They're even if it's costing them money.
Yeah. Yeah.
They will not let go of it. And I've been trying to buy some land from this one farm.
How? You ain't got no money. Just buying bullshit.
I'll use somebody else's. It's there. You just got to have the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
But it would be a perfect
God got place. A houseboat. We know he got money.
Man, anybody want to buy a houseboat? Hey. No.
All right, tell us about the farm, though.
Well, I just been wanting to try to buy a piece of it to build housing on. It's perfect. Its location's good. Everything's good on it. And the family, they just... They will not sell. I mean, they're still doing the farming thing, raising cows. It's hard to take care of. It's like 500 acres, and it's an old woman and her son. They got like 200 head of cattle. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man.
Have you heard that Garth Brooks song? That summer, you know.
Oh yeah. 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 No, actually, she told me. Actually, she told me she would not sell me the land because I had tattoos.
Oh dang.
She told me. She wasn't bullshitting. She was like, no, I won't sell to you. I don't want to do business with you because you have tattoos.
You know, I respect that.
I mean, what can I say?
Your body is a temple.
Hey, I just said, really? And she said, yep. And I've known this person. Like, I've known them. Like, stayed at their home. And
there's definitely still people out there that feel that way.
She was cool. I mean, she was just.
She was like, it ain't you, it's me.
It's like, yeah.
I ain't doing business with no ink. No ragamuffin.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I still throw it out there to them every now and then. Like, hey, y'all sure, you know?
I'll wear long sleeves to clothes.
I'm seeing someone else. You don't even have to know I'm involved.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I mean, we got the apocalypse coming. The apocalyptical
eclipse, yeah.
All of it. Who knows what's going to happen. Apocalyptico,
ecliptico.
I'll be doing a day-long show. I'll be doing a show all day long. Yep.
On Monday?
Yep.
You going to have guests pop in and stuff?
No, I mean, if y'all want to pop in, you're welcome to.
I will be on duty at the fire station serving my community.
That's how I'll be serving my community.
I would be a fireman if y'all would let me.
Yeah, I know.
I would.
But we'll be a hub of information, so we'll be putting stuff out there every day, hour, or every.
If it's just chaos, let's meet here.
Yeah,
with guns.
I'm cool with it.
Or actually, I thought about I should take all my equipment home, like all my moving equipment and stuff, and get it home. That way, if it all does go south,
we could
I can build like an earth wall.
Yeah. And then we could all drive a piece of machine with a gun. And,
yeah,
you know,
Keith is who we need to get with.
Yeah.
He's got all that big equipment. We can build earth a fortress.
Moving. Earth moving stuff.
Nice.
That's
Dude, how's the sex cabin renting?
I know.
Actually, this is what I actually heard about that today. They have these little cards they put out in town, these little square that say the red, what's it called?
Red door room? Or red room.
Saddle.
Yeah, red something, yeah.
The red saddle, maybe? I want to get it right. I want to give them props. Because, I mean... People were like, oh, my God. You know, they were kind of freaking out. I'm like, what do y'all think's
happening in the honeymooners?
Yeah, at least now they got a swing, a designated area. Yeah. They're not just everywhere.
I talked to the ladies about doing the podcast. They've seemed enthusiastic about it.
The design ladies?
Yeah.
Can I do it in the swing?
Hey. They said we could absolutely try all the equipment out and stuff.
Ugh.
All right, but maybe try them out is the wrong word.
Look, man.
Wrong phrase. I did share a really funny post about everybody enjoying the eclipse in Hochtown, and they were all like in potholes. They were swimming in the potholes.
Oh,
did you see that?
That's rude.
Hey, no, it was what
funny.
A hater, man.
It was
what
funny.
A hater.
It was funny. I shared it because it was funny.
Hey, what can I say? We just got to fix it.
Just do better.
No, I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to cry.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, here's some news.
It was funny.
Here's some news. As we are podcasting from the Washburns Home Furnishing Studio.
This just in.
They've announced new locations. They're coming to Broken Bow.
I saw that.
How cool.
They got another one opening, too, somewhere else.
Yeah, Podo.
Podo, yeah.
Yeah. Big shout out to Washburns. We appreciate it.
Hey, on that grind.
Yeah, we enjoy their furniture for sure.
Yeah, I've got one complaint, Washburns. If you are listening, why does Jay get a colorful chair and I have to sit in a non-colorful chair?
Because I picked him out.
Because he's number one.
So you did it to me.
I did this to you. Actually, I think those are better fabric.
Yeah, I don't care. One time I was listening to the radio and there was a Hosting Hochtown commercial, and at the end it said Hosting Hochtown with J. Wesley Lindley.
I changed that.
I changed that. You know what I mean?
Now he's doing side stories.
Oh yeah, he's been planning this from and you know what? He was just trying to save money.
No, I'm gonna be in Jay's defense here. You've been busy.
Yeah, it's cool
he's
though.
He sends texts. Hey guys, let's do a show.
What did I say?
Hey, he told me
the other day. I said, get on that mic, boy.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay,
on God,
that's true.
Anyway, Todd, tell us where we can get all the information about Hochtown.
Our website, hochtown.gov, is up and running. We've actually hired a new company to kind of Skip and Shelley Copeland ran our website for a long time.
Nice,
just great pro bono.
We appreciate
man.
Them.
Yes, thank you guys so much. But you know, they've got other ventures happening and stuff, and so we've hired an actual professional. They were professionals, but we hired another firm
to
do it. And it's going to be they're going to integrate the ability to pay your tickets, pay your fines, all that will be kind of done through the website, pay your permit fees, you know, all that. And once it's all done, and you know, hopefully sooner rather than later. But yeah, hochtown.gov, you can look up all our ordinances or anything like that that's happening, meeting agendas, you know, just tidbits of information. Any public information is on there. Any questions you have, you can email each trustee. Mine is todd@hochtown.gov. Hold on. Let me check that. Let me make
double
sure that's
check
correct.
That real
let me
quick.
Let me
T-O-double-D.
Because I don't email myself on there.
At hochtown.com.
You don't call yourself either. I bet you know your phone number.
Shiloh.
You don't write yourself letters, but you know your address.
I'm kidding.
Just making excuses.
Boom. Hey, excuses take you completely out of the picture when it comes to the responsibility. But if you tell them why you couldn't take care of it, then that's just the reason. It's not an excuse. It's the reason.
Prophetic.
Cause. Anyway,
this is painful.
I'm sorry.
So Todd with two D's.
You can edit that and make it correct.
Yeah,
I'll let you know if it changes. I really don't.
I'll have you come back in here and just say the actual email address.
Say it on there. You can tell how much I check it.
Yeah.
But anyway, please send all your complaints, questions, or comments, or ideas.
I'm sure you can find your email address at hochtown.gov.
Yes, yes. Okay. We're all listed
on the contact us page.
Perfect.
Yes,
perfect.
It's easy, you know. But the website, we're going to redo all that. Going to be new and updated here shortly. We're hiring a part-time city administrator assistant, someone to help him do his things, because he's got so much on his plate, man. He's just going. So we're hiring someone. We've actually already hired him, Carissa Dickerson. She works in the library now. She worked for Skip and Shelley, and I think she's going to continue to work for them. She's been hired on as the assistant to the city administrator. About to hire a new police chief. We've got a city prosecutor and
nice.
A judge. So that's all about to happen. And that's all part of the CLEAT stuff. You know, we got to get in place before we can have a city police force and all that. You know, you got to have some kind of system in place. As far as Hochtown itself, gearing up for summer. May I talk to Chad from Abendigo's? Check it out when you're in town if you can, if they're not too full. I know Saturday night, he was like, dude, we are
packed house.
Yeah,
I love it.
Maxed out. So.
We got to get him back on.
Yes.
It's time.
No, I think it is time. May in May will be our fourth season. Maybe it's time in May.
It's time.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like it's going to be May.
And let's see what else is happening.
It's like when you go to open mic and dude still got a minute left. What else? What else?
What else? What else are we talking about?
What else? What else?
We're talking about social events.
What do you do, sir?
No more skinwalkers in Hochtown.
All right, I literally have to leave.
All right.
Where are you going?
We want to wrap this up?
Yeah, wrap
it up. Let's wrap it up. All right. Congratulations, gentlemen, again, top 10%. In the nation, in podcasts.
I didn't even get top 10% in high school. This
me neither.
Is
me
such
neither.
An achievement.
Absolutely. So, thank you.
How? You went to Baptiste.
I graduated from Bronco.
It was 10 people in your class.
I know. So, you had to be the top one or two to be in the top 10%. Literally, you had to be in the
that's,
top two.
That's fair. That's
funny.
But yeah. It's just that they just called it the top 10 people up there.
Top.
When this started, I never knew it would be what it is today, and I appreciate you guys. I've enjoyed it, seriously. Yeah,
I was hoping it wouldn't, but, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you guys letting me come on here and just tag along. And one day we're going to convert it, though. One now, day we'll yeah. go.
We're we'll getting do, closer.
We'll go full.
We're closer than we ever have been. Yeah. But, yeah, no, Jay, you do a great job, man. That's what I was talking this weekend to Aaron May, park manager at Beaver's Bend, and his wife was there. And so he introduced me. He's like, "Hey, you know, this is Shallow. He's on the podcast." She goes, "Oh, you're the guy." And I said, "No, Jay's the guy. I just talk." And she's like, "What do you mean?" And I'm like, "You don't understand. I literally get to walk in a minute before and sit down and talk. Jay's the guy, you know? So you've made it all possible."
I appreciate
and,
that.
And the one compliment I did get was, she was like, "Well, you seem like you ask meaningful questions."
You do.
And I'm like, "Well, I appreciate that.
You bring them." And but, you can tell you were missing in the last podcast, your meaningful question.
Yeah, of course. Just do me a favor and don't ever do that again.
You got
no, I'm kidding. Yeah. We talked about the circumstances.
Yeah. No,
he's out of town and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, he's been, you know, teaching others how to save lives. Not only is he a good dude in saving lives himself, but now he's teaching others how to
That's
do so.
That's right.
So
give him back.
Yeah, give him back, really OKC. Yeah. Forget you all punks.
Yeah. Hey, signing off.
Peace.
Appreciate you guys.